Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour on the DJV program. Hello. Don't fear. No suffering allowed here. This is an international exchange of information on the DJV program. And usually, as we know, worrying, suffering, the business about the coronavirus, or even who's going to win the election, the worry is not worth the time that it takes you to dig a hole for yourself, because always the worry, what is it, 99% of the things you worry about never come to the fore anyway. So don't torture yourself. Listen to us. Have some fun. Learn a few things. That's the charge here. As Jennifer takes off, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug on the DJV program. And, yes, everybody's favorite, Chris Matthews.
Is he everybody's favorite?
He's not mine. I remember being on a panel with him about 15 years ago, a talker's panel, and he was an arrogant jerk then, and I suspect he still is. So what's going on with him that people are focused on today?
Well, if you watched any of the primary coverage from South Carolina over the weekend, you might have noticed that Chris Matthews was absent from MSNBC's usual, the spot that he usually holds during all of that coverage. Instead, they replaced him, and this was because he was accused of being, of committing sexist
somebody
behavior.
In the butt, right?
Yeah, what they call sexist behavior by a former network contributor, and then later misidentifying a politician while on the air. Earlier in the week, Chris Matthews issued an on-air apology after drawing backlash for comparing the victory of Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucus to the 1940 invasion of France by the Nazis. In an op-ed for GQ...
That's going to get you far.
Yeah. In an op-ed for GQ on Friday, journalist Laura Bassett claimed that Chris Matthews had used sexist language when she would visit the MSNBC studio to appear on his show as a guest. She said that Matthews looked at her in a makeup chair before an appearance and said, "Why haven't I fallen in love with you yet?" And I guess she laughed nervously.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Matthews continued on saying, "Keep putting makeup on her. I'll fall in love with her." According to reports, that's what Matthews said. She said he made another comment about her makeup during a separate appearance. "Make sure you wipe this off her face after the show. We don't make her up so some guy at the bar can look at her like this." She decided to write the op-ed, she said, because of a sexist interview Matthews did with Senator Elizabeth Warren after the last debate, in which she pressed her about her accusation that Mike Bloomberg once told a woman at his company to, quote, kill her unborn baby. Bloomberg denies he said it, but a feminist group has now called for Matthews' firing over the interview because of his treatment of Elizabeth Warren. Bassett said she wrote a similar op-ed in 2017 without naming Chris Matthews directly because she was afraid to publicly accuse him at the time, but wrote many women reached out to her saying they knew exactly who she was talking about. She said she didn't think that Matthews' behavior rose to the level of criminal sexual harassment, but she said it did undermine her ability to do the job. And I guess back in 2017, it was reported that NBC paid $40,000 to a producer on the show with Matthews who claimed he sexually harassed her, too.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
once
just
a jerk,
an arrogant
pretty much
kid.
Always a jerk.
Right. He also had the moment when he mistook Senator Tim Scott, who's a Republican senator from South Carolina, for a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate, Jamie Harrison. He said it was a case of mistaken identity, but he's also being called a racist for that because both Scott and Harrison are African-American.
Lovely. Well, that's something I was about to say something, but I guess I won't because I think you got it in your head one way or another what people say and think in the it's pretty outrageous how ignorant some people are. All right, moving along. Victoria, you were talking earlier, and I think it's worth underscoring all the scams that surround the coronavirus, the price gouging, the number not only on Amazon, but all across the Internet where there are things for sale. The stuff that's there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, please, unless you want to throw your money away, The stuff that's been, never mind the stuff that's worthwhile, is being price gouged, but there are things online, and many of them are sourced outside of our country, and you can't tell that because the internet's the internet, but there are so many scams. People offering you ways to guarantee that you won't get the virus. It's, come on. It's nonsense. It's actually pretty illegal. But do you want to underscore any of these other things that are just be careful. That's all.
Well, you I mean, there are supplements that, are claiming to cure the coronavirus people are falling for. You know, it's just when people get scared, they get vulnerable. And, you know, and people are just trusting. And you just have no idea. I wouldn't buy any supplements from Amazon because you just you don't know. Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't buy makeup ever again. I made that mistake once. I got a fake Lancome mascara and it gave me an eye infection. So just ladies, beware of that, thinking that, you know, it's the real deal. Just, it's not. There's so many counterfeits of all kinds of products. You just have to really do your research and be very, very careful. And go right to the name brand. If you're going to buy something, just go right to their website. You don't need Amazon.
And the other side of it is other things that are going on. We haven't really talked much about how animals are being affected by and infected by the coronavirus, but apparently there's a dog in Hong Kong that's in quarantine because the dog is tested, quote-unquote, weak positive for the coronavirus. Now, remember, a lot of people think that animals were the start of this, that the animals messing around in feces of other animals. I think it's hard at this point to understand, but this dog was weak. They brought him to the vet, and they did, you know, they did blood work on dogs and cats and your pets.
Well, the owner has coronavirus, so the dog it is interesting to see, you know, if that will start to affect our animals over here too. Mm-hmm. You know, if it, because they said it could even just be like licking, like dogs lick the floor, so it could just be licking. It got it from licking a contaminated surface. So who knows?
All right, next up, Boeing bounces around again. The testing that's going on and what's being tested here isn't just the airplane, apparently, but the relationship that Boeing has with the FAA. Remember, the Federal Aeronautics Administration is supposed to be in charge of the planes and supposed to be in charge of testing and approving and all that stuff. And the FAA more or less walked away from Boeing and said, okay, you guys are smart. You can test and prove and certify your own plane. Well, you see how that's worked for them. I've been on... Let's see, three planes in the last 3 days, and I've talked, I usually chat up the flight attendants that have been with American for a long time to find out what's what, and I even talked to a pilot who said that the pilot's union has pretty much agreed among themselves that they are going to refuse to fly the MAX, that they've got, Americans got 24 of them sitting on the ground, there are hundreds of them sitting on the ground that are, we're in use already, and there are another 400 or 500 sitting outside the plant, and Boeing has refused. I don't know if that's the right word, but they don't want. It's so expensive to really fix this. All of the engines on all of the planes are too powerful. That's really the bottom line. The plane engines are too powerful for the fuselage and for the system. So the planes, unless they have smaller engines, are never going to be right. You may be able to teach people through simulators and stuff how to handle it when it gets out of control, but you want to trust that? I don't want to trust that. You know, maybe the guys in the front of the plane know how to do it, and maybe they don't. So now there's a big fight between the FAA and Boeing because the FAA says you must certify all pilots through the system that's set up with the, what do they call them, the flight simulators. And Boeing doesn't want to pay for it. So here they sit with how many millions, billions of dollars worth of planes that this flight attendant been with American for 35 years said the guys don't want to fly them and they probably won't fly them. And people don't, if there's ever been a time when people identified with what kind of a plane they're getting on, and as it turned out, American has found people resisting to flying on any 737s that they have in their fleet, and they've got hundreds of them. So they've scrambled around to find used Airbuses that they're putting into the fleet and, you know, all of that kind of stuff because they don't want to cut back on the service. It's just really pretty interesting how this company is sort of imploding. before our very eyes. And what a shame it is, because it's such a great, I mean, how many, they've got like 130,000 employees around the world. What does that do for all these jobs? Because the people at the top are so arrogant and egotistical, they didn't want to admit that they made a mistake. That's really what it boils down to. And look at the money it's costing them, the devaluation of their stock. Wow. So, anyway, another pitfall for Boeing. It's 15 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take refund delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's something that is, I don't know if it's sad. This guy had a fabulous life, came up with a great idea. Joe Colum was the originator of Trader Joe's, passed away over the weekend. But we all were talking about our own anecdotal experiences in Trader Joe's, which he created as kind of a quirky little grocery store because he, in Los Angeles, started in Pasadena. He had a little, like a 7-Eleven, but it was just a local. And at the time, 7-Eleven was spending a lot of money, and they actually were putting him out of business. So he said, figured he had got to do something different, and he sure did. This is one of the most fun experiences. If you've never been to a Trader Joe's, go to a Trader Joe's. The idea that he started with the grocery chain, Aldi owns it, the German chain, but they remained true to the principles that Joe Colum established. So have some fun. Rest in peace, Mr. Colum. 21 at the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Toast to the ones here today. So if you're an expert in contemporary music, you recognize Adam Levine and Maroon 5 music. Apparently, Levine apologized after getting some flack for a less than exciting performance in Chile. Fans in South America flocked to social media to voice their displeasure with Maroon 5's set at the Viña del Mar Festival. Does that sound like the right pronunciation?
Sure.
Sure, I'm buying that. His attitude was kind of lackluster as well. To be totally frank, there were some things holding me back last night, and I let them get to me, he said, Levine, on his Instagram post, and it impacted how I was behaving on stage, which is unprofessional, and I apologize. You giving them their money back? I don't think so. No. Apologizing is bunkum. If they did a lousy job, you should give them their money back. He and the other four members were 15 minutes late for the set. The TV presenters had to vamp for 15 minutes to entertain the people who were there. Adding fuel to the fire, Levine decided to respond to the audience's initial efforts to sing by quipping, "Well, if you want to do my job, go ahead." Boy, he sounds
That's
like
obnoxious.
A jerk. Is he a jerk? I didn't know he was a jerk.
Could be.
Chilean actress.
Sure, he got it in him.
Yeah. Denise Rosenthal, also part of the festival lineup, claimed Levine requested no one looking at him, look him in the face. For failing that, everybody turned to face the wall. What? What
yeah,
is this guy?
Bizarre.
Yeah.
What is
that? This does happen. I've had personal experience with Madonna where she had issued a memo that no one was allowed to look at her. This does happen, but it's obnoxious
what?
Regardless.
Who the hell
it doesn't
do they
matter
think
who
they
it
are?
Is. I know.
Good
it's
God.
Ridiculous. And Adam Levine, not that Madonna's in, you know,
not Madonna.
Better, but
no.
Right, but not Madonna. Like, if no. anyone can get away with it, maybe Madonna can, but not Adam Levine.
Yeah, and when he had said that, you know, there were some other things going on, like, that's acceptable. Sometimes, you know, you have something that goes on
stuff.
In your family, or you get distracted,
yeah.
and you don't put on the best show you've ever put on. But that doesn't account for saying that people can't look
yeah,
at
sure.
you, or saying that your
yeah,
fans
yeah.
can't sing along with you. Like, how bizarre.
Or people have to turn and face the wall when you walk by.
Yeah, sorry, he's not
these
good
family,
enough to
these
ask
people
for that.
Saying that they had something going on. Raise your hand if you don't have something going
yeah,
on
right,
in your life.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got something.
Well, exactly. That's why people are going to shows, because they have stuff going on in their life and they want a distraction from it.
Jennifer, I've been meaning to talk to you about your bad attitude. Smart enough, will
Thank
you please?
You. I'll try. Out of here to the moon.
Are we allowed to look at her yet, Doug?
What, Jennifer?
Yeah.
No.
No, she's going to slide
you
around.
Eyes closed, Victoria. I can see the white
big eye contact.
All right, speaking of Madonna, she apparently fell on the stage the other day. Madame X show in Paris.
Oprah, too? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
No,
Oprah took a
Oprah.
Tumble off of her heels.
Oprah ate it in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, she was on stage and just whammo.
Madonna started crying. She was struggling to get off the stage, helped up by one of the dancers after the fall. She used a cane to further assist her off the stage. Reportedly been struggling with hip and knee injuries for a long time. Fortunately, she recovered. Advertising her Saturday night show at the same venue on Instagram after
the
fact.
But then she canceled Sunday night, so she's still in bad shape.
Yeah. Her friend, actress Debbie Mazar, is that how you pronounce her name?
Debbie Mazar? She was on Entourage, and she's been on a bunch of stuff.
Has she? She's doing well, though, she says. Now, she's strong. She has her injuries, but she's really trying to take care of her body. I support her, love her, but it's a moment where she has to listen to her body. The Madame X tour has seen its fair share of drama. She unleashed a profanity-ridden rant against London's Palladium Theater after they lowered the stage curtain and shut the lights down. Remember that happened after the 11 o'clock?
Well, you know what? If she wasn't 2 hours late to start her concert, then she wouldn't run into that problem. Everyone knows in London, they unplug the Beatles. They'll unplug anybody.
Anybody. 11 o'clock, you're done.
Yep.
All right, there's the Madonna story, 20 and after.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer. All three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thirty-four after the hour here on the DKV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. Nice that you've decided to spend some time with us, and vice versa. We have great personalities here, if I do say so myself. We have been born with a gift. And it is a gift of gab, in a manner of speaking. I think we all are leaders, and there's strength in leadership. That's why we are here. I don't know, sometimes people, everybody wants to, I was talking about this earlier, we want to separate ourselves out. We're black, we're white, we're rich, we're poor, we're old, we're young, we're good, we're bad, we are right-brained or left-brained. I'm a people person and I don't like to talk to people, sort of Adam Lambert thing. I don't know, just the world is full of friendship and abundance and love and goodness and grace, and it's effortless for some people to live that way. Other people find it hard. It's just that what makes the world go round, I guess, is that we are all different. And speaking to that, I thought it was interesting, and Victoria is going to follow up on this school thing and how it plays into how many people will pay attention to this thing. And is it Nevada, right, or Utah?
It's Utah. Yeah, Utah. This is what happened was, this is a school, a middle school. It's called Rich Middle School in Lake Town, Utah. This story actually started on Valentine's Day, and it's just kind of picking up more and more steam, and more people are now talking about it. A lot of parents are chiming in on this too, because at this middle school, they developed a policy that if someone asks you to dance, you're not allowed to say no. So every single person who asks another kid to dance, everyone has to say yes. And one little girl who's 11 years old, her name is Aslyn Hobson. This is really how this started. Her mom posted, her mother's posts about this have gone viral. She was excited to go to the Valentine's Day dance, and there is a boy in her class who has, in the past, has made her feel uncomfortable, and she has told her mother that this boy makes her uncomfortable for whatever reason, and that boy asked her to dance at this Valentine's dance. She politely said, no thank you, and then one of the principals at the school overheard her say no, and said, no, you kids, you have to go out and dance. And he basically wouldn't give them the option and wouldn't give the girl the option to say no. They had to go out and they had to dance. And so, obviously, her mother was furious at this, rightfully so. And a lot of other parents are chiming in saying maybe the intention was to not have any hurt feelings if a kid asks you to dance. Most likely, it's the boy asking the girl. And obviously, girls ask boys, too. But more than likely, it's probably boys asking girls. And maybe they didn't want to have any hurt feelings. Everyone has to participate. I get that. But the message that this sends, especially to the young girls, that they have no say in when a boy asks them to dance is really, rightfully so. I see completely why the mothers are getting so upset over this.
That are going to expect a yes every time they ask someone something.
This is, yeah, so boys never learn how to deal with rejection, and girls, basically the message is you have no say over your own body, you have no control over your personal space. It sends such a horrible message to both sides. I hope that all the national attention that this is getting now, I really hope that the school changes that policy and that no other school has the same policy, because it's just a really horrific message to ingrain in kids in middle school.
It's amazing what people don't think about. And what people do think about.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, the way the world is today, it's like you got to be conscious of almost everything.
Well,
anything
and
everything.
This is political correctness gone awry. I mean, this is an overdo it.
Well,
anytime people push in one direction, they always overdo it. And this is one of those examples.
The schools, the public school system in this country is so broken. And it's become values certification stuff. And that's not what school's about. School is not about, for me anyway, school is about learning. I need to know how to count. I need to know how to write. I need to know how to think. Not what to think, but how to think. And instead we get, well, I mean, maybe this is a lesson in how to think, though, Victoria. That could be, I suppose, maybe in a sense.
I understand a lot of schools have things like if you want to bring in Valentine's cards, everyone has to get them, in the class. I understand singling out kids
don't
can have devastating effects in the future. I get that. But, like, this is just way too far, way too far.
Yeah. Speaking of way too far, this is a very interesting. There are 1,000 Army recruits that just made history because they took the oath from an astronaut who's out in space. 1,000 recruits took their enlistment oath from one of the Army's astronauts. The U.S. Army Recruiting Command partnered with Space Center Houston, and they got, Colonel Andrew Morgan, who was in the space, out in the space station. First mass nationwide enlistment ceremony of its kind. Military astronauts have participated from the International Space Station in the past. For re-enlistment and promotional events, that sort of thing, but they had never sworn anybody in. So this was kind of cool. This fellow, Morgan, said, I made the decision when I was 18 to raise my right hand just like you're about to do, he said when he was broadcasting from the space station. I'm still a soldier. I'm serving in space on the ultimate high ground. He's been in space since July 20th of last year, coming back on April 17th. On the mission, he's been part of 7 different spacewalks, expects to conduct about 300 scientific experiments with his crew over the course of the next month or so. So this is very cool. It's good, and it's good PR for the Army at a time when they're having a hard time getting recruits, frankly. They are at least good quality recruits. So can somebody help me with the corona You know, this speaks to our intelligence quotient, I guess, much as anything else. Okay, we have the coronavirus. Hello, if you drink Corona beer, will you get the coronavirus? I don't think so.
Some people think so.
Apparently some people 38% do, right?
38% of Americans. This was a poll that came out over the weekend. 38% of Americans believe that there is some connection to Corona beer. Oh. I worry for our country.
And the sale, I do too, kind of. Sale of the beer was off 8% last week because people think, oh, I'm not going to drink that stuff. It'll give me the coronavirus. Good God. Aye, aye, aye. All right. And I mean, that sounds like an elitist, but it just seems to me, is there any common sense anymore? Does anybody have any common sense? Meanwhile, as far as the coronavirus is concerned and the toll it's taking, do you know that 17,600 different products that are sold by companies like Procter & Gamble, things that you wouldn't even think, like Tide, the main ingredients to Tide come out of China. Do you believe that? The car industry, 90% of car manufacturers have some elements of their car made in China. 92% the businesses in China that are being affected by this, the automobile business, is off 92% in China. And air pollution, people are noticing this, and I think this really is damning. The air is so much cleaner over China and subsequently all the points east, because the air flows in the northern hemisphere. It goes from west to east. And so, you know, we have been on the west coast of the United States, certainly impacted by the stuff that gets blown across the Pacific Ocean that starts in China. But the air is much cleaner there. So maybe in a manner of speaking, one of the impacts of this is be that people will be healthier for a while. Those who can shake off the coronavirus.
Planet a little bit of a break, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I find that fascinating. But 95% of the world's toys are made in China. Who knew that? Did you? I mean, we all knew a lot of them. I thought they were still a lot of them made in Japan. But the amount of business that is slowing down. There have been 200,000 flights to and from and within China that have been canceled by airlines in the last 14 days. 200,000. The price of oil is dropping like a rock. It's below $50 a barrel. So you'll see that at the pump. I noticed here in Florida yesterday, I was driving from the airport, and it was $2.15 the average price of gas, $2.16 a gallon. And I noticed it also had gone down up north in California.
You can't tell.
The state of Massachusetts is considering adding a 5-cent gas tax to fix it. It's the same thing as the feds wanted. Don't the feds want to increase gas tax?
For
the gas
infrastructure,
tax?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead, there's a thing called a highway trust fund that we all have been paying into for years. Another example, like the Medicare Trust Fund and the Airport Trust Fund, they've all been raided by Congress, so there's no money in them. So they have to now start new taxes. And what's to say that they aren't going to take, once the money goes into these various accounts, that they aren't going to steal it and put it someplace else?
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Who trusts?
There's a new one on our ballot on Tuesday where you have to help the kids because they're being exposed to asbestos.
That's what they always say.
Give me a break. Come on.
I know. It's
by the way, one of the things that people don't. Oh, sorry, but one of the things that people don't realize being affected by the coronavirus. I just read a big article about it. Are wedding dresses? A lot of brides are getting their dresses.
An issue,
yeah.
Because one of my friends is getting married in September and gave us a warning a few weeks ago that our bridesmaids' dresses that we were looking at are made from a factory in China. And that if we want to order them, the wedding's not until August, but we would have to order it sometime now because it could take months to get here.
45 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing.
For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 3/7/20, exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, the DJV program. So Obama had gotten a call from Joe Biden over the weekend asking for an endorsement.
No, it was the opposite. He said he didn't ask it. Yeah, it's the other way around. Obama called Biden on Saturday night to congratulate him on the victory in South Carolina, and Biden said that he has asked Obama to not endorse him and not say anything.
I'm sorry, come on.
But it makes sense, though, because Obama's going to come in at the very end. Whoever the nominee is going to be, that's who Obama's going to support. It makes sense. If he comes out now for Biden, Trump gets to say, oh, you needed to bring him back, you know, the way he did to Jeb Bush. Oh, you needed your mommy there. So it would backfire completely. I agree with that strategy. It would not help at all.
They're all using Obama in their commercials, though, like three of the top candidates, Bloomberg included.
Well, listen, he's still a big deal one way or the other. I thought it was interesting looking at the delegate counts and who voted for whom, where the votes were last time around for Clinton and Sanders as we look ahead to all the activity. The primaries continue till June, you know. It is 50 after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Money Pit Time on the DJV program. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host, along with Leslie Segretti. She and he take care of your home improvement questions. You can call 888-MONEY-PIT anytime you want in order to get your question to them so they'll consider it, get the answer on the air. Money Pit is one of the great services, I think, and because of that, a lot of people that, when they hear Tom here, ask their questions as well. So here's Jeremy in New Jersey, who is your next-door neighbor, I think, Tom, right?
Apparently, yeah.
He's got a home sale that fell through because he wouldn't agree to replace the dining room window, which has a broken seal in it. He would like to know what a broken seal is and whether it affects energy efficiency and if he was smart or dumb not doing this.
Well, man, I tell you what, if that home buyer... That was the main reason they didn't buy your house. They were really overly sensitive to the issue.
Yeah. Right.
There probably would have been something else that went wrong between the time that inspection and the time you closed with a home buyer like that. All right. So a broken seal is this. Most windows today are insulated, right? There's two panes of glass. And there's a gas inside the panes of glass, which is an insulator. Usually it's argon. And when those panes of glass... Then when the seal between those panes of glass breaks, you can get like fogging or condensation that shows up inside that window. And if it's just a little bit, you know, I always say live with it. I've hardly ever seen it be just horrible, horrible, you know, and I don't know what this situation was for Jeremy's house, but if it was just a little bit, the fog will come and go depending on the temperature differentiation between the inside and the outside. Yes, it is less efficient, but would you be able to tell that in your energy bill? I really doubt it. It's not like having the window, like getting air around the window. It's just the insulating glass that is not as efficient as it was before. But I think to determine the waste of efficiency would be very, very minor.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. I was doing a little work at my house on the East Coast.
Doug. And by the way, if you're worried about that when you're selling the house, the next time somebody comes in, you disclose it up front. Say, listen, I know the window has a broken seal. I'm not doing anything about it. And this way it's not a surprise.
Go ahead. Exactly. No surprises. Yeah. All right. So anyway, I had my local bank is remodeling, and they gave me all of the marble that was in the bank. So I piled it up in one of my sheds.
Right.
And the old, in my kitchen, the old wooden cutboard, what do they call it? I guess it is.
Right, butcher block?
Butcher block.
Right.
It was dirty and ugly and messy. Yeah. So I asked my guy, John, to take it out and try one of the pieces of marble in there.
Uh-huh.
And he did, and it was magnificent. I was so happy. I used it over the weekend for the first time. It just really, he cut it. He had to get a special saw to cut it so that it fit in just right. But that little bit changed kind of my whole, I had just that little thing. It took him 2 hours to do it. It just changed my whole attitude because that corner of the kitchen counter had been dirty and I didn't, who knows what's growing in there.
Well, yeah, it's a lot healthier too because, let's face it, wood is very absorbent. And so you get all those meat juices and stuff in there. You get bacteria. It's really hard to keep those butcher tops clean and safe. So that's great.
Right.
And it also points out, Doug, that the minor improvements like that really can have a major impact visually, and you feel better about it, too.
Yeah, it really. I was really quite surprised. All right, so what do you have in the Money Pit podcast this week, and what sort of things you always have full? When you go to the website, there are always tips every week. What do you have that tip wise?
Yep, coming up on the Money Pit podcast this week, we have a post about a story about the 50 worst decor choices. I mean, the worst decor choices in the last 50 years. So it's kind of funny to see there's a survey by decade. What types of things came up when people were asked what the worst decor choices were for the different years. Yeah. So that's pretty amusing. Plus, on the Money Bit newsletter, we've got some tips on how to upcycle old furniture into kitchen islands, which is a popular thing today.
Yeah.
This whole idea of giving furniture a second life
as
an island or as a vanity or something of that nature. So we've got some stories about that, too. But you can catch the Money Pit podcast anytime by subscribing. Every place podcasts are available, iTunes, Spotify, you name it, we are there.
Julie wants to know whether she should leave her washing machine lid open when it's not being used.
Ah, that's a good question. I would say if you have small kids, no. Why invite trouble? But it's not a bad idea to leave the lid open after a load so that it vents it and dries it. It will prevent some of the moisture from potentially growing mold and developing into odor, but only if you do not have small children in the house.
All right, got it. Tom Kreidler, co-host of The Money Pit. Check him out, moneypit.com. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.